Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tefila shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I'm Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Today, we're going to be taking a look at a Jewish holiday called Shavuot, or otherwise known as Pentecost. Starting after Pesach, which is Passover, the Jews start the tradition of counting the Omer. Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16, Vayikra says, "You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering. There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. You shall count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to Hashem." When the 50th day is reached, it is referred to in Jewish reckoning as Shavuot, or as some call it the Greek name Pentecost, which means 50th. Many traditions take place in Judaism regarding this special time. Tradition tells us that it is the day that the Torah was given to us. The rabbis say that we are to receive the Torah daily, but only on one day was the Torah given. It is also during this time that the Book of Ruth is to be read. One must understand the guidelines set forth in the Torah regarding a kinsman redeemer before one truly can understand what is taking place in the Book of Ruth. A kinsman redeemer must be related to us, willing to perform, able to perform, and willing to assume all responsibility. In this great little book, Boaz is a type of foreshadowing of Yeshua, the Messiah. Naomi typifies Israel in that she was out of the land, but through his redemption, she was brought back into the land. Ruth was the bride. It is interesting to note that some scholars put Ruth on a level as a type of church or ecclesia, but in reality, the following reference shows her converting to become a Jew, so she actually becomes a part of Judaism when she said in Ruth 1 verse 16, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." So when we pray the liturgical prayers of Shavuot, remember that when Israel is mentioned, this is in reference to those who have faith in God and are his children through faith in Messiah Yeshua. Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, writes in Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 6, "In the same way, Avraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. You see, then, that those who have faith are Avraham's real descendants. Because the Scripture saw ahead of time that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, it announced the gospel to Avraham beforehand when it said, 'Through you all nations will be blessed.' Therefore, those who believe are blessed together with Avraham, the one who believed." Another name for Shavuot in Judaism is Matan Torah. Tradition holds that it was on this day that God gave us the Torah, and it is traditionally acknowledged by the reading of the Ten Commandments. I find one of the other traditions in Judaism most fascinating regarding Shavuot is that 2 loaves of bread are smashed together as part of the service. Notice that it is on this festival that the bread is leavened. This shows that a union is to take place during this festival. In the Brit Chadashah, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, starting with verse 1, it says, "When the day of Shavuot came, all of them were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the roaring of a mighty windstorm came from the heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw tongues like flames of fire that separated, and one rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them that ability. Now devout Jews from every nation under heaven were living in Jerusalem. When that sound came, the crowd rushed together and was startled because each one heard the disciples speaking in his own language." According to the Midrashic tradition, tongues of fire is rooted in the tradition that the words that God gave Moses at Mount Sinai were divided into 70 tongues, and the fire, or Esh HaTorah, was intended to go to the nations of the world. From the Targumim, Aramaic Tanakh and commentary, Pseudo-Jonathan on Exodus 20:18 writes, "The word that went out from the mouth of the Holy One was like shooting stars and lightning and like flames and torches of fire. Rabbi Ishmael from Shabbat Meoed from the Talmud 88b writes, "Just as a hammer is divided into many sparks, so every single word that went forth from the Holy One split up into 70 languages." So what happened in Acts chapter 2 should have been no surprise to the religious leaders during the pouring out of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. This was all part of God's plan of spreading the word of Messiah to all of His creation. It was during Shavuot that God prepared the bread of the Jew to go out into the world and collide with the bread of the Gentile to share the good news of Messiah. With God, there is no coincidence, especially when it comes to every minute detail of His word and prophecy. Here we have another feast day fulfilled in the union of Jew and Gentile, worshiping the Jewish Messiah Yeshua, who is truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, what do we need to do this Shavuot? The same as any other Shavuot. First, we need to receive what the Ruach HaKodesh has for us. Second, we need to exercise the gifts that God has given us. Third, we need to share God's free gift of salvation, that all one has to do is confess with his mouth that Yeshua is God and believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, and then you will be saved. The cycle of sanctification started with Passover, and it reaches its culmination at Shavuot with the giving of the Torah. The lesson that it teaches us that the purpose of our salvation is ultimately the service of God. Personally, we need to remember the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai and be reminded of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God continuously pours out upon us as His children. One of my favorite parts of Scripture is found in the Brit Hadashah in Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 42. It reads, "They continually devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to times of prayer. A sense of fear came over everyone, and many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All the believers were together, and they shared everything with one another." In this passage, we find God's goals for His assembly. First, everyone needs to step up and to be a part of God's ministry. Second, we are to encourage each other by eating together. Third, we each need to spend time in prayer daily. And fourth, we need to work in unity with the leadership to share our gifts and resources with the assembly. And what happens when this happens? Acts 2:47 says, "They kept praising Hashem and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day Hashem was adding to them people who were being saved." God will add to us people who are getting saved. And that is the goal of the assembly. So each of us today need to make a commitment. As we keep the annual appointed times of Shavuot, remember to renew your connection to God through His Holy Spirit as part of the ongoing cycle of sanctification. This first starts with having a relationship with Yeshua Jesus, who is God. This starts by acknowledging to Him that you have sinned and fallen short of His glory, accepting that Yeshua Jesus is the only way to have a relationship with God. Confess with your mouth that Yeshua Jesus is Lord over your life, commit your life to serve Him, and then ask Him to come into your heart. Then after that, all of us as children of God need to remember that our actions speak louder than words. Today, we each must choose to be a part of building God's kingdom, fellowship together, pray for the needs of others than ourselves, and then bring whatever resources we can, our talents, skills, gifts, and service. And let's be a part of God's team that advances His kingdom.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tefillah, Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettefillah.weebly.com. Again, that's bettefillah.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.